Kate, hi, Magic.
Hey, Gail.
So you got a Christmas scarf on?
Uh-oh. Oh, I can't hear you. It might be me. Let me see if I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, now I can hear you. Okay, it was me. My volume was turned. If my volume's not turned down, I thought I had turned it up because I thought I heard listen to something this morning. But if the volume's not turned down, when it makes my computer makes noise. Come here. So how are you guys doing?
Better today. Sunday was absolutely crazy, and yesterday I was scheduled to have an appointment with my counselor, and I canceled it because my digestive system was all out of whack. I was feeling like my head was going to explode, not literally, and I did check my blood pressure, and it was okay, but just overwhelmed. So, and then yesterday we did in the afternoon, we had a little card making party at church, and I called the CPA to find out about my taxes, which are due on Thursday. And my regular CPA is on paternity leave, and he's been really good about getting stuff back to me within a week, and it's been almost 2 weeks. And she said, "Oh, well, it's in for review, and then it'll be calculated, and then we'll give you a call." And I said, "Do you have any idea when?" And she said, "Oh, by the end of the week." And
Oh,
I said, "It's due Thursday." And I just went into a panic. And then about half an hour later, I remembered they can be e-filed. So if they finish them on Thursday, it'll be okay. But I'll tell you, I have been more stressed, and I keep thinking this, it can't get any worse, and it did. So I am,
you can't say that.
yeah. Well, I've been saying that this is as bad as it's ever been. Not it can't get any worse, but
Okay.
I did get a hold of my doctor's office on Thursday, and they upped my Zoloft dose for my winter dose early. I usually don't need it till January, but it's been, I mean, there's been questions about will the sale of the church go through. It's just, yeah. We're trying to pack up the building. So much better today.
Well, all of that sounds like a lot.
It was.
Okay, so the questions on the church, did something come up?
Yes, whether or not they could do it, it's not wheelchair accessible. And that might have been a deal breaker. When they did the inspection, I mean, they were thorough. They had guys come out and look at what they could do about a ramp. Well, if they put a ramp in, then everybody would have to use it. There would be no room for steps. They looked at an elevator, not any room for an elevator. So they were scheduling somebody to see if they could come in and put a lift in, which is not as big as an elevator. And as far as we know, they've not scheduled that appointment, but the earnest money is in. The bishop has approved it, and we have a closing date. So we are assuming it's going to go through. But
Awesome.
that was another like days of not a digestive system.
Yeah.
But
So,
the real estate agent reassured us that no building's perfect. If they were going to build from scratch, it would cost twice as much as what they're paying us.
oh,
They,
yeah.
you know, they can make it work.
Materials are unbelievable what the
Yeah.
materials are
And
today.
labor if you can find it.
Well, and then there's that. And then there's that. Okay. Okay, so let's look at that for a minute. The whole church thing. I know you love the church and you love the people that you interact with and engage with at the church, but why does the church, anything that happens with the church, why does it stress you out so bad?
I feel responsible. I mean, as the vice chair of the board, I am responsible for a lot of it. Something else that's come up is we finally had a really good meeting with the woman. She's that regional representative, I've been trying to get Grace to see that we have a dynamic problem that's inherited from our previous minister. And she's like, she doesn't get it, but because I want it so badly, she will go through the transitional training. Well, we had a Zoom call with the regional representative, and she explained it in great detail and what all. She didn't go into the dynamics of it, but that's a part of it. And she laid out what all the process is, and Grace is fully on board now.
Oh,
So
great, great,
that's
because
good.
that's got to be a huge relief.
And then we've got a detente with the board member that has been the identified problem and Grace. So we can just sort of hold steady till February when we get the training.
Okay, is Grace the president? Okay. And is she president until she decides she doesn't want to be anymore? Or is that a voted thing every so often? Or how does that work?
Each year after the annual meeting, we re-elect officers and of the board. And she
Okay.
would like to step down, but she agreed that she would see us through the transition. She's pretty burned out. She's doing all the office work, and so basically, the computer and the printer and everything are going to her house. She's been the one arranging to put everything in storage. She's working almost full time there. I mean, everybody's giving all they can.
Okay, so
And if it hadn't
this
been for the taxes, be in a much better shape.
okay, but the taxes are almost complete now, right?
Well, the ones that the IRS is after. I haven't done 2023, but I've prepaid. So that's not going to be a big deal. And my system is so locked in now, it won't be stressful to do it. But I don't want to do it in December. I just want to get
Okay.
through Christmas without any more
Okay. And
IRS stress.
when you talked to the lady on the phone about the taxes, you told her that they have to be in by Thursday, right?
And I don't think she was the regular person, because the regular person has been working with me, and knows me when I bring the stuff in, and she knows what's going on. And she was going to put a note on it, about how urgent it was. But it's possible when my guy went on paternity leave that the note got separated when it went to somebody else.
How do you feel about calling back and just confirming that the
Probably will.
whoever be, because Mercury's in retrograde,
Ah.
so communications could go awry.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit of a squeaky wheel, so I would call them every day if it was me
Yeah, that's
because
not a bad idea.
Mercury's in retrograde, and the person you normally deal with is out. And even the person that you normally talk to, you didn't talk to on the phone the other day.
Yeah.
So, just following up, making sure that this is going to happen when it needs to happen. And if you say Mercury's in retrograde, that throws them off completely. So at least they remember you.
And pleasantly persistent was always my motto in the army, and it got me everywhere.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, pleasantly persistent.
And it's not such a bad thing to when they say, okay, well, let me check on that and I'll get back to you, that you say, that's okay, I'll hold.
Oh, I did. I held.
Okay.
I wasn't gonna, yeah.
Yeah, I've done that a few times and people don't like it, but they move. They do whatever it is that they were supposed to be doing.
Well, she could tell from the panic in my voice that it wasn't something she could put aside.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's go back to the church real quick. With all the stress that you're feeling about that, what are the tools that you're using, and what tools are you using to help you not feel so pressured by what's happening there?
Well, I'm catching myself. I'm doing the Tuesday 10-minute meditations every morning, and that is helping. Sometimes I listen to it more than once, or sometimes I listen to two. They're such short bites, and he uses the same music the way you do, and so the music will come into my head, and it's like, oh yeah, breathe. And I can tell by my digestive system what the anxiety level is, and I really was stopping breathing like a lot, and so I've caught myself doing that. But
Okay.
I'm having happy Christmas music on, and that's helping. And oh, one of my frustrations is I have not been able to do any of my own Christmas stuff, and that's just really hard. So I'm
Okay.
just now getting some breathing space that I can fin continue to decorate and think about my own Christmas.
Okay. I don't know if the I don't know that something has happened with the energy surrounding us. I got sick Thanksgiving week. Well, I got for 2 days I was sick and then I got over that. But Landon's birthday was on the 2nd, and the birthday present I had planned for him was not able to come to fruition, and I kind of went into a stressed out panic with really trying hard not to, but I felt that energy, and in thinking back, I can see where I felt that energy, and I have a shingle outbreak. I broke out in shingles. Kind of bad.
You didn't tell anybody about that.
Well, I'm sorry, what?
You didn't tell anybody about that.
Well, I didn't have the shingles when I talked to everybody. It was just like right after. See, his birthday was on the 2nd, and I did send him something. He didn't get it. Well, I sent it before his birthday, but Jesse, I read books with video. And I had to put all that together, and it took hours and hours
Oh,
to do
yeah.
that. And I was sitting here, and I remember thinking and feeling that in my body, that tension.
Yeah.
And now looking back, I can see where that tension was just what I used to feel in Colorado. With the tension and that anxiety and that stress, energy shrink wraps, and you can't think greater than that. So I was kind of stuck in that for a bit. Pulled out of it, but the thing is that with shingles, it also brings brain fog. So like yesterday, I'm doing only I at the end of the day, I thought, what did I even do today? I cooked chicken for magic, and that was pretty much it. I took a nap. I had a bunch of stuff to do, but just couldn't get there.
Your body needed rest. And yesterday,
Body.
I went back to bed after I canceled that appointment.
Okay, good.
Because I could tell, I mean, it's like the brain says, if you don't stop, you're going to get sick.
Yeah.
So.
I really want to support you to use all the tools you have to raise your vibration to that easily going into laughter, feeling joy, gratitude, that full immersion into gratitude, like when you're sitting and you're looking into the eyes of the dogs, that wonderful, luscious, delicious, euphoric feeling. The more you can hold on to that, especially through the end of into the year and into the quarter next year, it's going to be really important. I mean, my guides are showing me that it's like, and I'm sending out a newsletter probably in the morning about this, that it's almost like it's a time for a deep inhale. And with that inhale comes that calm peacefulness and that clarity of thought, so that we can get really clear on how we want to feel for 2025. It's not even so much as what do we want, but how do we want to feel?
Yeah.
And that's what's going to be so important. And there can't be any space for worry and stress and anxiety and resentment, anger, frustration, feeling overwhelmed. The moment we start feeling overwhelmed, everything needs to stop. And fortunately, you and I don't have little kids, so it's not like somebody's not going to get the attention they need. I mean, even if you take,
Somebody's not going to get the attention they need.
I know you have the dogs, but they can wait 10 minutes if you have to adjust
Yeah.
because they're, like you've told me before, they let you know when you're getting anxious.
Yeah.
But the moment, maybe the moment they let you know that, instead of, well, I'll be back to this in 10 minutes. No, we need to take that 10 minutes right now. We
Yeah.
have to stop and address the energies that we're feeling because we want to get, we have to be in that being able to see beyond the 3D. I mean, just like, okay, with the church, could something go wrong? It could. But even giving it that any thought doesn't support you.
Yeah. Things have worked out so beautifully. I mean, just unheard of that we would get a full price offer right away, that this place we're going to meet has offered us such a wonderful deal, and it's like the universe is conspiring in our favor.
Yeah, and that's the energy you have to hold on to. Even if somebody's getting sideways in a meeting or whatever, and even if, getting up and walking out to take the deep breaths and calm yourself down, because that energy is, it's serious.
Yeah.
And it's getting even more serious as we move into what we're moving into as a collective. Whatever energy we've got going on in our bodies, we are broadcasting that out like a microwave. And
Ooh, yeah.
that's what's coming right back to us. That's what we're magnifying back to us, and we don't want that if it's less than love energy, if we're stressed, if we're overwhelmed, if we're feeling like, okay, I'm looking for a solution, but I feel like I'm in a plastic box and I can see that there are solutions out there, but I can't reach them. Then immersion into gratitude, because we're, for some reason, maybe we don't know why, our energy is shrink wrapped to our bodies. And that's what was happening for me with personally with, the shingles and that anxiety. The thing that I'm see that happens when I go into an anxiety that causes the shingles, my energy is so shrink wrapped at that moment. There is absolutely no thinking of, I need to stop and reevaluate my energy. I can't even get there. So for me personally, I'm going to have to be even more aware before it gets to that space of, I'm in the little plastic box and I can't go anywhere. I can't even think. And that's where I need to support everybody that I'm engaging with. I need to support you to be able to be aware before you get to that spot of, okay, my energy's all shrink wrapped and there's no, I can't find any solutions because my brain activity is wackadoodle,
Yeah.
And fortunately, the dogs help you with that.
Yeah.
Magic only gets alarmed if I'm saying four letter words, and that gets he, and he feels that energy. But if I'm to that point, we're already too late. We're already too late. It's going to take me longer to pull out of where I am. And we have to overcome that immediately. So whatever tools, work the best in incorporating those into your daily experience. I really want to support you to do that. I know how much you love the church and everything, but it doesn't mean you don't care when you don't go into the stress or anxiety
Right.
of what's happening with them. It's because from the place of being stress-free, then you can support others to come up with better solutions and
Yeah.
to remain calm.
It's counterproductive, actually, not helpful.
Yeah, it is. But you know, that's we've been programmed to live that way for all of our lives. But being able to reprogram ourselves to go into that calm state. You know, when I worked for Fred's dad, stepdad, it was so crazy that if I'd get upset, he would get calmer. If he got
You said
upset, I
that.
would get calmer. And seeing that, if I'm getting upset, instead of getting upset, I want to get calmer. You know, I want to go into the, okay, well, what do I need to do to get there? Okay, is it deep breathing? Is it getting up and walking around? Is it, you know, going into a quiet meditation of that 5 minutes of or 3 minutes of just calming, you know, what is it? Quieting the mind, you know, is that what I need? What figuring out what supports you the best way possible. And then you can go 3 or 4 days and there's absolutely no stress. And then it's a week. And then, oh my gosh, can you imagine what a month that's stress-free would be like? No anxiety about anything. Everybody's still doing their own thing, but we're not affected by that.
And that's going to be so important in January.
Yeah. So look, we need to prepare now. We've got what's today, the 20, 21 days before the 1st of January? Can't believe 2024 is just almost complete. But what can we do now to prepare with our own strength and stamina and being empowered to be able to see what's going on around us in the world and not be affected by it in a negative way? Instead, being able to hold that light that all is well and everything's going to work out. It may not work out the way I think it should, but it's going to work out. In some way. Are they okay?
Yeah, Mary just bumped something on her way to lie down on the pillow under my craft desk.
Is that where you do your crafts in that room?
Yeah, it's the desk is
Over
right
there?
there.
Okay. Okay, cool.
I'm at the computer desk.
Oh, okay. So, what are some things that you think that would help you to start incorporating that you maybe you only use once in a while?
Well, of course, more exercise would help. And some of that's attitude, and some of that is just total exhaustion after dinner. The counselor was like, start out with once a week, and then you can build back up. But don't tell yourself you want to do it every day, because you just will let it drop completely. So. I'm kind of giving myself a pass on that, but we are doing the so we I have a little red dot. I think I've told you it's not a laser, it's just a LED, but we chase the dot around the main floor. So we're doing that a couple times a day, and that's helping all three of us.
Okay,
So that
awesome.
is fast walking. And
Okay.
sometimes when the Christmas music is on and I'm in the kitchen, I'll kind of dance a little bit to it.
That's cool.
Because it's so cheerful.
Yeah. Well, you know, the exhaustion that you're feeling, you told me earlier that you've been catching yourself holding your breath. And that between the stress and the anxiety, when we hold our breath, it totally wears our body out. So catching that, you know, that you're holding your breath or breathing shallowly, that will really help a lot with with being exhausted at the end of the day.
Yeah, and
If you
I lost back the weight that I had gained, because my digestive system's not happy, and so I'm working on. I've got an appointment with my diabetes educator. I've got to expand my diet a little bit, but I'm not getting enough calories is part of it. And so I know that's part of it, but this going on thyroid has just messed my meal system up so much. I haven't come to a good solution for that.
So, do you clear your chakras? Is there anything that you do to clear your chakras in any way?
Well, I get the cleansing treatment from Rachel every week, but
Oh, okay.
I don't do I haven't been doing anything on my own, so that's a possibility too.
Okay. Well, let me suggest in, just in your quiet time, consciously infusing love to each of those chakras, because we bury stress and anxiety in our body, in the lower part of our bodies,
Yeah.
in those chakra centers. So when you infuse this the chakra centers with love, and that's what Rachel's doing, clearing that for you. But if you're doing it on an everyday basis too, chances are she will remark on that to you, that she'll notice a difference. It may bring up things from the past that need healing.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot. Christmas triggers that. And she my counselor's like, yeah, you've got a lot of unresolved grief. And I kind of stuff it. That's kind of one of the things in the army. It's like, well, you don't deal with the feelings right now. You get the mission done and then you deal with it. Well, if you don't know how to do it because you haven't done it for so long, that's going to be, I'm sure, one of the things we work on in
The love meditations, let me look and see which ones would benefit that specifically. When we're focused on shifting into the love vibration through the meditation, then if you look back at any resistance you felt in your body regarding the holidays or grief or anything specific from that love vibration, it helps to rewrite that in that neural pathway and to heal that pain. So I know I have some meditations that do that, but let me see which ones do that specifically, and I'll send a link to you so you can download that. And I don't know how they
One actually like switch to love meditation, so that
could
rings a
be.
bell.
Yeah, there's a few of them. But let me see which one really does it the best. And if there's not one that I think supports that in the way that you need to be supported, then I'll create a new one.
Oh, thank you.
because you're not the only one who needs it. I could sure use it over here. There's just so much happening, with everybody. With everybody. And I think that more and more people are going to be looking for what we offer, like through your church, the Unity Church, our Florence group. Next year it's 100-year anniversary for Florence's Game of Life.
Really?
It's 2025. Oh, I just got a chill. 2025 is actually the 100-year anniversary when she self-published.
Wow.
And I've been asking her, Florence, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? And I'm getting some few things, but not enough yet. So I want to do some really fun, exciting things, honoring her work and supporting people to improve their lives, and people are ready for that. They're looking, they don't know quite what it is, but the ones who resonate with her teachings, we want to be easily found. But with, being ready with these kinds of, the meditations and the classes, and I think more people are going to be more into self-study. I kind of think. But they also need a hand to hold too. So I got to figure out how to make that happen. But anyway, meditation will really support you to heal and rewrite those neural pathways of belief that you're holding on to that you haven't dealt with yet without having to go into the pain of all of it to do it. You know, there may be some things that you still feel the resistance energy of in your body that you really have to follow those breadcrumbs to where it was birthed, you know, to overcome it. But the more you can overcome and heal through the meditations, the less painful following those breadcrumbs will be. But you know, it's all about facing it. And when you can face that energy from that higher vibration of love, healing is amazing. How does your counselor want to proceed with that? You know?
No, we haven't gotten there. And I'll tell you, part of my stress was I just didn't think I could drive into Portland and have another session with her because I just can't add one more change. And she was like, we're only gonna change one small thing at a time. And then she throws a whole bunch at me. And it's like, so I just recognized that that was a lot of my dread Sunday when I was feeling like my head was going to explode. And so I thought, well, I could cancel. And so Monday morning, that's what I did.
You know, well, you know, meet with her as you're guided. The more you can hold the love energy through the holidays, the you'll flow so much better, and you won't have that pressure, you know, that stress, that feeling like your head's gonna explode kind of thing. All that energy. So let me ask you, because I've been posting a couple things in the our Facebook group, the public private Facebook group, and I'm thinking that people don't understand what when I say your energy, I don't think they understand what I'm talking about. But I want to be really sure that when you and I are talking about your energy, that we're on the same page. So when I talk about what your energy, what your energetic vibration is and how you're feeling, what does that mean to you when I talk about that with you?
Gosh, it's hard to put in words, but it's actual energy. And I feel it in my gut and in my heart and in my head. Those are the three places that I and now my throat, because asthma's been kicking in a little bit. But my baseline is basically a sunny disposition. When all is going, you know, when I, when unless something is around to upset it. And that's always been one of the clues to me is that if I'm not at my baseline, there's stuff I need to look at.
Okay.
It's, am I relaxed? Am I tense? Am I feeling love?
Okay. Feeling love. Awesome. Okay. Excellent. Yeah. Because I think some people are thinking when I say energy, it's like, do I feel like getting up and going for a walk or riding a bicycle, or
No.
do I feel like sitting on the sofa? That's not what I'm talking about. So I, but
Well,
I,
it may be a symptom of, low energy equals low vibration. But yeah, I've been catching myself. This is fear energy instead of
okay.
love energy.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. So when you're feeling the it's like a resistance in your body in
Yeah.
some way, and you're able to recognize that, okay, this energy, this feeling I'm feeling is not a warm, fuzzy, feel good, but it's uncomfortable in some way.
And sometimes it's actually painful.
And sometimes it's actually painful. Okay. Okay. So, So you said that there's some thyroid stuff going on with your that affects your eating and calories
Oh,
and all
it's
of that.
the she's put me on medication because my thyroid level was borderline, and you can't eat anything for an hour, but you can't have anything with calcium in it for 4 hours. Well, my breakfasts have always been cottage cheese or yogurt or something with cheese, and so I can't have that. And until like, because I usually take my pill medicine at 5, so I can't have it till 9. Well, I can't wait that long to eat, but I can't have my coffee because I have it with milk, and it's just really upset my routine. Because then breakfast doesn't happen, and if something's going on, I don't get it at 9, and then it's too close to lunch, and
When will they be checking the thyroid
January,
again? January.
3 months. I'll have a, I think that the 12th is my appointment, so I'll go in like on the 10th to get the blood work.
Okay. If you will work with your chakra energy centers, infusing them with love as much as you possibly can on a daily basis, with the intention of clearing out past painful energy that's been stuck there. And that love energy, that light, infusing into your body will probably reveal some of that. It could make you feel sad. It could make you feel grumpy. It could make you feel, you may have some side effect feelings because that energy is moving around. You may have thoughts back to the past of painful events. Again, infusing all of that with love because you've gotten a picture now of the energy that's been blocking there. And you may not see any of that because Rachel's already been working with you. You may be able to clear it out more without going into all those feelings. It may clear out e more easily because she's also been working with you and holding that healing space. But just be aware that if something does come up, recognize it for what it is, that it's coming up to be healed, and you have the power to do that by infusing it with love now, no matter how painful it is, something that happened in your childhood or the grief of losing someone or whatever it is. But infusing that with love and forgiving all involved, including yourself.
Compassion.
That will go a long way to healing the body. So when you go in for your blood work in January, they may have see that you don't need the medication that they've had you on, which would allow you to go back to your
Yeah,
schedule on
that's what
how
I'm
you
hoping
eat.
is that things have settled down enough that.
But the more your body is holding that love energy, and when you're focused on infusing, all those energy centers, and you know what they look like, I mean, we've seen the pictures, just envisioning that and the love, and then it broadcasting out around you, like into your aura, taking those moments to see that in your mind's eye, because when you observe it, the energy works differently. It works better than when you're just okay, I'm clearing my energy centers and that's it. But no, when you envision that love light energy going into those centers and broadcasting out around you, filling your aura with love, and the dogs are probably going to want to sit with you for sure when you do that. Because they're going to suck up that love. And if you play the same music, if you will play the same music when you do that,
Yeah, that
because
helps
then
get you right back in there.
yes. And then if you're being stressed, like in your in a meeting with the church, you can step outside and just think about the music and taking your deep breaths, and you can get back into that peaceful spot. But every time we go into that fight or flight survival mode, and it can happen just in the blink of an eye because the pressure starts building in our body and in the energy shrink wraps, and then there we are. Now we're holding our breath and we're stressed and we can't think. Moving back into that flow of love as quickly as we can, it changes all of that. And of course, that's what we're broadcasting out to the universe. And then miracle after miracle happens. And of course, especially you being there in the church and doing all of that, things that used to upset you and people are looking around and you're not upset anymore, they're going to be wanting to know what you're doing to be able to stay calm and to not let these other things upset you. And your body's going to feel so much better. So how does that feel for you?
That feels hopeful. Oddly enough, when I am at the church, unless the board meeting is super intense, I am floating in love. The people that I work with are just such loving beings that I have no problem radiating love, and people comment on the light they see.
Well, awesome. So when does the stress come in? After you get home or before you go?
Well, if I write the sermon, there's a little bit of stress while I'm writing it just because of the deadline. But I'm just tired because I've been in that radiating love state without maybe grounding first or whatever. And it's been a long day. You know, get out of there till at least one. Which now they're always at fellowship, they're always saving me like a little salad with a boiled egg so that I can have something, but it still messes up my eating routine.
Okay. So that adds to the stress.
Yeah, but I'm usually on Saturday afternoon, and I just want to curl up and watch a movie and snuggle with the dogs.
Okay. And you can't because you're having to.
Well, yesterday we had a reception at Manuka, which was another place where I am awash in love. But again, it's an hour's drive up the gorge, and it was getting dark on the way home, and the two things together just were physically exhausting.
Okay. So it sounds like the more you can remember to take the deep breaths, so if you know that that things are going to be happening today that could cause you to want to hold your breath, set a timer on your phone or get, one of these things like what I have on the desk if you're going to be working at your desk, because I know you don't carry your cell phone around with you. So something that you can set a timer on to remind you, and chances are you're going to find that you were holding your breath when that timer went off.
Yeah.
And infusing all of that before you start with love energy. And ask the angel, ask the angels to do the heavy lifting for them to take the worries, take the worries and the anxieties, and to show you when you start to lose your cool. When you're starting to waver out of that love vibration, ask them to show you. And, whether you want them to show you through the dogs, maybe to just, don't know, maybe they need to sing in your ear or something. The angels do it because becoming just more and more aware of your own energy on your own. I look back at getting stressed over Landon's birthday present, and that was just silly on my part. I mean, he didn't care. He didn't care. I mean, the boy got, it looked like Christmas at his house, and it was just his birthday, and he's only 5. Although the next day after when he turned 5, his voice was different than when it was 4. So, okay, that's awesome, Landon. And then he decided he's going to be 6, so that started a whole nother argument. But anyway, being aware, We have to be aware of, and then and stopping when we feel things are we're slipping out of where we really want to be. But asking the angels to do the heavy lifting and take care of the things that are causing us to be stressed, giving our worry angel any kind of worry that's coming up, infusing the
Keep forgetting about my worry angel at bedtime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that means you're probably not doing your journaling then.
Yeah, I don't usually journal at bedtime, so yeah. Okay.
Because I think he's the last one, given the worries to the worry angels, the very last thing on that page. I did, I'm going to be doing another journaling workshop. I'm thinking about doing it the weekend between Christmas and New Year's to help people support them to get into the new year. Actually, I'm going to tell people if they buy the journal, they can take the workshop for free.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to go up on the price though, because it's $5 less than the barcode. So it'll go back up to the barcode. I think it's 19.95. But we're going to fill out those pages together. And when people are starting to write it out together, they start to feel that movement of energy. I don't know why it didn't come to me before. Let's do it together instead of just telling them this is what it is. Okay, now let's write this together. And how does this make you feel? What is this showing you? And hopefully, I won't talk too much and let them feel and experience. But that's what makes the journaling important, at least for me. I would be lost without the journaling now, because I'm doing it every day, rain or shine. Doesn't matter how I feel, I'm doing it anyway. And if I don't feel like doing it, that's when I really need to do it, because there's something I'm going to see about myself that I've let the energy go. We have to put ourselves first.
Yeah.
And we think that we are, but it's like the oxygen mask is just hanging over here, and we're not putting it on. We have to put us first and make how we're feeling and what we're doing a priority. And immersing ourselves in that energy a few times a day. Infusing our energy centers with love. And it takes you to a whole new level of euphoria. The more you do it, so that the more it's you really feeling it and that energy is moving. The first time I did it, it was like, okay, I really didn't feel that much. But the more I did it and do it, the more I can feel it, to where being in that state of euphoric bliss is, man, I'd stay there all the time if I could. But bringing that back with us, and then if it starts to slip, then taking those moments to recapture as best we can. And the more you do that, and the more you do that, then the next thing you know, you've made it a whole bunch of hours through the day in that vibration. And that's what we put out to the universe. And that's what we're magnifying back to us. So even if we get a letter from the IRS, it's no big deal, because they're saying, okay, well, you've got 3 months to do this or whatever. It's not a critical panic where, 6 months ago we go into a tailspin because of some information that's come to us. We're better able to manage whatever happens, no matter what it is, and feel that all is well in our bodies. We don't feel that resistance of, oh no, what am I going to do now? Or, oh no, how is this going to resolve itself? We live in human bodies and we're still going to have things that come in that, you know, we get information that's going to be shocking and there's going to be a lot of it in the next 6 months. But if we choose now to achieve and sustain that higher love vibration, when those things happen, we're going to be able to handle it, whatever it is. And know that this is only temporary and we're going to get through this. And we're feeling happy. Not that we don't care, but that we're in control of our own energy, our own emotions and feelings.
Nothing can disturb the calm peace of my soul.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that's, you know, then we're living that heaven on earth. I've started writing in my journal, when I accept and use my power, it's to see, be, think, and feel beyond 3D and to live the life of my heaven on earth now in this moment instead of when something happens
Yeah.
tomorrow. And in the beginning, it felt a little out of reach, you know, but now it doesn't feel out of reach. It feels, I can feel that energy in my body when I write that. And when it's a bigger shift into that feeling, I know I wasn't in that feeling.
Yeah.
So there again, it's like it's therapy with your angelic team. Writing in your journals, getting all that support every day. So, how are you feeling now?
Well, I always feel better when I talk to you. It's always a love.
Good.
It's funny because I don't want the journaling to be one more thing that I am, upset about not doing. But I also, it's like, oh my gosh, one more thing. I just can't deal with one more thing. So obviously it is requiring a mind shift. To this is going to support me.
Yeah.
And I have been journaling, just not in your book. But certainly the questions in your journaling page are helpful and useful and
You know what, Gail? I mean, maybe moving into it like a flow of look at the journal pages, and which ones stand out to you the most that feel like they're supportive of you the most this week?
Yeah. Which question?
And even if you don't write in the journal, if you can at least think about them, like, you know, sometimes I'll go through that first page before I ever get out of bed
Yeah.
because I know that my morning's going to be really busy. And to sit down and journal, I might not be able to actually write in it until, you know, a few hours. So I go
Yeah,
over them and,
that's go through and even just consider them.
Because we're conscious that we're guided to consciously choose what energy do I want to be today. And you know, for me personally, the most important ones are choosing what I want to be today and then infusing my life and my day with love before I ever get started as best that I can. Because if I'm not already flowing in a love for my day, I feel the shift. So I'm already getting there. And then when I consciously infuse whatever I have happening today, and then, you know, different aspects of my life, it's very powerful for me to do that.
Yeah, that doesn't seem stressful at all.
Yeah. It helps to move you into that gratitude and that love vibration. And then if you can get to writing about it later, you'll notice that whether you felt a shift as you were writing or if it was a flow because you're already there.
Yeah.
But we don't want anything to feel like it's one more thing I've got to do. You know, the love vibration feels so good when we're there that, you know, that's it becomes our goal, like breathing every day. And then what happens around us just doesn't affect us in the same way. We don't go into that anxiety. And, you know, if you get some information about the church that looks like it's going sideways, you can infuse it with love so much easier. And when you've infused it with love, there is no anxiety there because you can't be anxious about it and be in love at the same time. So when we meet next week, are we going to be able to meet at the same time or do we need to change a time? Because I think there was another day in December you said we might have to change times.
The 24th, I would like to cancel because I'm going to be driving down to the coast.
Okay. Okay. Let's see.
The board meeting is at 1 o'clock. Sometimes they used to be at 11, but they're at 1 now. So I don't think next Tuesday, as far as I know, is not a problem.
Okay. Okay, awesome.
And then if you want to meet New Year's Eve, I think that would be fine. But Christmas Eve, I'm going to be driving down to the coast.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't we talk about, I don't know what that's going to look like for me here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not going anywhere.
No, sometimes there's fireworks and the dogs get real stressed out.
Oh, okay. But okay.
They're not
okay,
supposed to happen till dark, but yeah.
People.
So that's something to consider.
Okay. And we could possibly meet on Monday. If it works for you.
Okay.
We can talk about that next week and figure out what we want to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So next week on Tuesday is the 17th.
Yes, that should be fine.
Okay. Awesome. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about specifically or?
No, I think we've covered a lot and I really appreciate that you're supportive of my not following the journaling to a T, but you know, a way to ease into it in a way that'll be helpful and not stressful.
Yeah. Well, we definitely don't want anything causing more stress.
Yeah.
If it's causing stress, it's not supporting you. So let's just take the things that are in the journal that will support you the most right now.
Yeah.
And just flow with that for now and see how that goes.
Yeah. I can do that.
Yeah. Because we just want everything needs to support, not pull you into more stress, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
And even if, you know, if you had felt anxious today about, meeting because you've got all this on your mind, you know, don't hesitate to reach out and let me know. If you just need a day to just chill out.
Yeah, well, a couple of weeks ago, it was great when we did that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just let me know. And because I'm pretty flexible about that, we'll just add it on the end. So
that's great.
Okay, honey. All right. Well, you have a lovely week. And
you
I
too.
Guess I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, that's the plan.
On Wednesday. I mean,
yeah.
Today, I can't tell you. I keep having to figure out what day is it? What day is it? What day is it? But I'm really taking that as a win because that means I'm beyond the 3D of time.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll see you tomorrow. And if anything comes up, you know, in the next week, just, you know, reach out.
I will. Okay. Thanks
right,
so
honey.
Much, Kate. You take
Oh,
good
you're welcome. Okay, you too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.